Hi, this is Lori, your host of Happiness Hangout, a space to come and elevate your happiness levels. You, me, and our guests will discuss and help you apply happiness to all aspects of your life, even if you're already happy. Get your daily boost of information to help you feel your best.
Well, hello, listeners, and welcome to the Happiness Hangout, a place and space to feel your best. This is Lori Peters. Very excited to have you today because this is our live one-year Happiness Hangout celebration show. We're here celebrating live at Sidelines Grill and Pub and Sports Bar in Brunswick, Ohio. Hopefully you can hear all of our guests enjoying themselves as we have lots of fun things going on today with raffles and food and lots of camaraderie on this beautiful Sunday in the Cleveland, Ohio area. So, we're going to just go with it today. This is going to be a show that's very unplanned, and we are just going to enjoy ourselves, and we're going to celebrate our Happiness Hangout. So, what is the Happiness Hangout? Well, the Happiness Hangout has several components to it. For those of you who haven't checked out everything, the Happiness Hangout actually has lots of free resources for people. We have got a website at happinesshangout.net. And that website has tons of free resources, activities, readings, things to do to help elevate your happiness level, help you feel your best. So if you're feeling lonely, it's a great place to check out all of the resources and readings. If you're feeling good and you want to keep that happiness level up, then that's a great space to come in and do that as well with lots of good references for reading. And like I said, you can join book clubs that we've got. You can actually participate in activities to strengthen your happiness. And it's all at www.happinesshangout.net. So check out all those free resources. So what else is the Happiness Hangout? Well, the Happiness Hangout is actually putting out happiness to the world. In other words, helping people get and keep their happiness levels as high as they can be. So things that make that happen in our world of the Happiness Hangout are professional presentations. So speaking to groups, wellness activities, companies who do wellness days or professional development days, people who have teacher development days, companies who want to bring happiness at work. Actually, the Happiness Hangout can do general live happy, live better presentations, and they also do presentations towards specific areas like work, relationships, for nonprofits, whatever it might be. Also, I would like to thank right now the Magic Happens magazine. Humanity Thriving Out Loud. The Magic Happens magazine is a wonderful magazine to raise your happiness level. I'm actually a writer for that, and they are a sponsor of my show. We're very happy to have them. So that is The Magic Happens. So go to www.themagichappensnow.com and check out the monthly amazing magazine that they have. So I hope you're going to start enjoying the show. What we have going on today is we have several wonderful people that live in the area that came to support the show. We are feeding them with pizza and wonderful cake. And we've got flowers, balloons, and people having a wonderful time. You know, in the Cleveland area, we have the Cleveland Indians, and the Cleveland Indians game got canceled again. If you didn't know it, we had a snowstorm happen, and that snowstorm just happened yesterday. And we actually got about 5 inches here. If you can believe it, we got 5 inches of snow here. And it is a wonderful time, being sarcastic. Some people might think it's a wonderful time. I don't know if it's a wonderful time, but the snow is melting and spring is gonna be here in probably another week. So we are very glad that the storm didn't hit today and everybody is coming in the door. We've got people coming in the door right now celebrating our 1 year anniversary. Part of this Happiness Hangout is also my radio show. Every other Wednesday, I try to do an uplifting radio show to help people. And that radio show is anything from empowering yourself to relationships to happiness and health to raising your consciousness level to anything you can think of. We do it as long as it helps get and keep your happiness level higher. So our show is on every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 Mountain, 7 Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern. And our show will not be this Wednesday, so it's the Wednesday after this one and every other Wednesday. So make sure you check us out on BBS Radio/Happiness Hangout. So what we've got going on here, well, the first thing I'd like to do is I'd like to bring one of our sponsors on, Michael Krizyak. Michael Krizyak is going to join us. He is a sponsor of the Happiness Hangout radio show. His company is actually a sponsor of our show. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, Lori. Glad to be here.
So glad to have you at the show, and I really appreciate you being a sponsor of the Happiness Hangout. It really means a lot that you sponsor our show as a company, and I'd just like to tell our listeners out there, even though Mike sponsors our show, he is a local guy. Knowing that our 4,000 or over 4,000 listeners are actually all over the world, he still sponsors our show, and we so appreciate that he does that. And what Mike does is Mike has AirServe of Strongsville. And AirServe is a residential and commercial heating and cooling company. They specialize in anything, heating and cooling furnaces, air conditioners, boilers, split systems, anything that you need for your home and your business. And Mike serves the west side of Cleveland. That's AirServe of Strongsville. Ed Kramer, another sponsor of our show, is AirServe of Mentor, M-E-N-T-O-R. AirServe of Mentor services the east side of Cleveland. And Mike was able to be here to represent AirServe. We're extremely happy about that. So, Mike, let me have you talk a little bit about, why don't you tell us a little about AirServe? How did you get into owning your own business?
Well, I started out running a heating and cooling company part-time, and then I was working for another company at the time, so I was doing that part-time, and I decided to go out on my own and live the dream that I've been looking for my whole life.
You know, folks, a lot of this is about living a dream. And we just had a show on empowering yourself with work or empowering yourself in business. And I do want to mention to those of you who want to call into the show today, we're on station 2. So we have a different phone number. Our phone number is 888-429-5471. Again, callers, our phone number is different than what you're used to. 888-429-5471. We're here with Mike Krizyak of AirServe of Strongsville, one of our sponsors of our show. And Mike, you talked about living a dream and really wanting to serve people and provide the best service possible and to fulfill your own dream of having your own business. And now you've been in it well over a year, and we all know how hard that first year can be as you go through it. Tell us about how you keep your happiness level up when you're going through all the trials and tribulations of trying to have a brand new business. That's pretty tough to do. How do you keep that up? How do you keep your happiness level up?
Well, I'll tell you, there's been many, many rough days. But to get through those days, I have a great support team, which, you know, includes my family, my friends, my coworkers, and they help me get through those times. Just keep plugging away at it, and I know sooner or later, things will start really happening. And I want to thank these people for pushing me to be my best.
Well, sure, and it's not an easy thing to do when you're starting out and you had your other business, but you have to develop new business, and the owner does everything at first, and it can be pretty exhausting.
Yes, it sure is.
So you try to keep your happiness level up. I hear you saying with your friends and your family and your support, and I assume you have a franchise. I assume you have a network of people through your business you can work with probably, right?
Yes, I do. I have a franchise coach. And I also have the many AirServe franchisees out there that I can contact throughout the United States and Canada, and actually in the UK too. I can bounce some questions off of them if I do have some problems or issues, or just kind of ask them just how they're doing too.
We talk about how important it is to have that support network. And with a franchise, you definitely have other people you can bounce things off of. And I know that's probably helpful. And I know you're in a group that does a lot of good sponsorships. The BNI Network Group in Medina, also you've mentioned, is a group that helps you out and helps you get the word out there about AirServe of Strongsville.
Yes. There's 30 or 32 people in our group, and they're they're pretty much like a sales team to me. So, you know, they get the word out, and it's an awesome group, and I'm definitely glad I joined.
Well, how important is it now that you've left, you know, your great job before, and you still, you know, the place that you worked for was wonderful, and but you really have this passion to do this. How does it feel doing that? Like, when you wake up in the morning and you have calls and you're out there working, we talk about empowering ourselves at work and making sure that we take care of ourselves when things get tough. I mean, we talk about, you know, exercise and drinking a lot of water and gratitude, giving gratitude to people and thanking people. How does that fit into your day? When you wake up and you have calls, how do you feel?
I feel great when I get calls. That's I love it. You know, I like scheduling. It's just, you know, I'd like to tell the team about what's happening, you know, how the day is going to go. And it's a good thing. When business comes in like that, it seems like everybody's happy and we have a good time.
What's it like when people don't have, I mean, when you don't have heating and it's zero, and here in the Cleveland area, it's 0 degrees, and then you have cooling and it's like 95 with very high humidity rates in Ohio. How do people react when you actually get them feeling good in their home again?
Oh boy, I tell you, people are just so nice. You know, they thank me. You know, when it is like 0 degrees outside and they have no heat, and if they're out with heat for like even 24 hours, you know, people really, really, they thank me. They're like, boy, I wish, you know, I could have never done this. You know, it's a great feeling when someone thanks you for something that you're doing for a living, and that's what you do. That's your job. And they're thanking you for that. It makes you feel really good.
Especially if they're sweating to death and they're ice cold. I mean, that's a really tough place to be.
It is. It's tough. Yeah.
So, and I know you go out there in the worst of weather, and you're out there helping people in the worst of weather because you know that they can't survive. You know, it's a matter of life and death sometimes.
It sure is. Yes. Yeah. Sure is.
Well, Mike, you know, I'd like to thank you personally for being part of the Happiness Hangout show. I'm so glad that you're a sponsor. Tell me what made you decide to be a sponsor of the Happiness Hangout.
Well, we all should want happy customers. And why wouldn't I want to sponsor a show with people who are striving to be happy? It's pretty much a no-brainer. And, you know, I definitely like what the Happiness Hangout has to offer, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Well, we're really thankful, you know, again, and thank you again for being a sponsor of our show. And again, everyone, that's Mike Krzyzak, owner of AirServe of Strongsville, serving Cleveland's west side in all commercial and residential heating and cooling needs. I'd like to tell you how you can find them. AirServe of Strongsville is at www.airserve.com, and it's AIRESERV, airserve.com. And that is a wonderful place to start. You can put in Strongsville there, and the phone number is 330-558-8800. I'd like to also tell you that they have... Well, you know, we just had some great people walk in. You know, we're going live with it. Hey, Mike, we're going to stop for a minute. Hey, Mike, right over here. Hey, so we've got more friends that are coming in. We're very excited. We've got a few more people coming in for the Happiness Hangout. We're very excited to have them here. So I want to tell you that Mike Krzyzak is a Navy veteran, and we love to support our veterans. We're so happy. He's a Navy veteran, and Ed for Air Serve of Mentor is an Air Force veteran. And these two gentlemen are very particular about what they do. They've learned and trained to be that way. They are meticulous at what they do. They're good at what they do. They know what they're doing. And I'll tell you another thing about AirServe. Best warranties and guarantees out there. You're going to keep your system for 20 years at a time. You need to know someone's going to be there. Amazing warranties and guarantees. And also, you want to keep your money in your pocket? They've got great financing. Four different levels of financing, because most of the time, and Mike will agree with this, when something breaks, it's unexpected, and people don't always have the money to do that. So, AirServe Strongsville, thank you. We're glad to be a partner with you.
Great, Lori. Thank you. I'm glad
to
be here.
Wonderful. Okay, that was Mike Krzyzak, Air Service Strongsville. So, today, as I told you, we have our one-year celebration of the Happiness Hangout. What an amazing time that we're having today. So, a little bit about the Happiness Hangout. Well, first of all, you can find us at 5 p.m. every other Wednesday. Not this Wednesday, but the one after. So, it's every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 Mountain, 7 Central, 8 Eastern on bbsradio.com right here. And again, if you're calling into the show, we are at 888-429-5471. That is a different number than you're used to seeing. It's 888-429-5471 to call into the show. We're on station 2 today. So, what I'd like to tell you is a little bit about a great program that Happiness Hangout has. It's called Empowering Yourself to Happiness. We actually have a class we do totally online, or we can do it live for 8 people or more. And Empowering Yourself to Happiness is great for people who want to do it online or want to have their own live class. We use appreciative inquiry that's a research process, and it'll help you deal better with life challenges. And the most frustrating challenges that you can have in your life, learning how to empower yourself to happiness through appreciative inquiry, it's a healthier way to deal with your challenges. You can move past beliefs that have held you back in your past. And if you want to form better relationships, you can do this at work, at home, every part of your life. So if you're interested in taking a class called Empowering Yourself to Happiness, just go to www.happinesshangout.net. Take a look at the class online and sign up if you would like to do the online show, or you're interested in do an online class, or perhaps you want to get 8 or 9 people and we can run a class just for you at your business, with your friends, whatever you might want to do. So we love to do that. So what we've got now is I'd like to invite another guest over, and I'm just going to yell her name out. Carrie Krzyzak. Well, Carrie Krzyzak, please come to the mic. Miss Carrie Krzyzak. Carrie is one of a family friend for a very long time. She has been in my life for quite a while. And I'm going to talk to a person who's from the younger generation. She's in her 20s. She's out of college. She's doing her own thing. She's starting to live her dream. Has a great guy in her life. The whole thing. So, Carrie, what we're going to talk about today, we're here on the Happiness Hangout show, and we're doing our live one-year celebration. I want to talk to you about what makes your life happy. In other words, when you think of what makes you feel happy, sometimes that word is elusive, because happiness for some people means contentment. Some people it means doing exciting things. For some people it means family. For some, it could just mean different things. What fulfills you in life? What do you love to do?
Honestly, is this good?
Perfect.
Okay. Honestly, happiness for me, what I've, really come to realize is that it's knowing that no matter what happens in my life, I always have my family and I always have my friends around me. I'm very fortunate to have, an amazing family and amazing friends around me who I can count on for anything. So I would say that's definitely what makes me happy, is because I know if I'm, having a bad day, if I have something crazy going on in my life, I always have someone I can go to, no matter what. I always have someone who I can go to. And, that is, you can get through anything if you have that. So that's
Support network.
Yeah.
Because, in happiness research, what they say is a couple of things. One, you have to have at least one person in your life that you can call at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
to say, I need to talk to you right now. Right now.
Yeah.
That's what you need. The other thing about happiness is they say you should have about 10 people within a mile and a half of you. Because sometimes, like, my two best friends don't live near me. One of them's here today.
Mm-hmm.
The other one's very far away and can't come.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have Mike Briola, hello. We're live on the air. I just wanted to say hi. We'll come over and see you in a minute. Like I said, this is a live show. Whatever's happening is happening. So we're talking about that you need a support network and that you need people around you. And you need several people so you can just call up and say, hey, I need to hang out. I need to talk to you. We need to do the things that fulfill you. And maybe that's traveling. Maybe that's reading. Maybe that's exercise. Whatever that is, that we encourage people to do those things. Even when you have a hectic life, you've got to put time aside to do that. So you've got your family. What else do you enjoy doing in life?
What else do I enjoy doing? I love, like you mentioned, I love reading. I love watching movies. I love having a... I love having a escape to go to. And I would say that would be... reading or watching a movie if I ever need an escape, something like that. The other thing is just relaxing and hanging out with my friends. That is my favorite thing to do.
Really?
It is. Either relaxing and hanging out with my friends or relaxing and hanging out with my mom.
Really? So you and your mom are close. Tell me about that.
Me and my mom are best friends. Now, we haven't always been like that. When I was little, I always knew what's best and didn't.
Because mom had to be mom.
Oh, mom always had to be mom. But now we actually had a conversation last night where she told me, she was like, I raised you. You're raised. So now me and her can kind of relax and, I can go to her for anything, no matter what is going on. I can go to my mom for anything. And she is, I'm very lucky to have the mom that I have. We have probably one of the best mother-daughter relationships that I've known of from a lot of people. Just yesterday, she was on her way from work. I was kind of having, a little bit of an anxiety attack. And I was like, Mom, when are you going to be home from work? She's like, I'll be home in 10 minutes. Hang tight, girlfriend. Like, I'll come downstairs. And we just talk. And she just understands me. And I think it has a lot to do with, we're kind of a lot alike. But I'm very lucky to have my mom. She's really awesome.
And not everybody has their mom and their parents. Sometimes they're raised by their grandparents or even in foster homes. There's so many other situations out there. And whoever that is for you, if it's not mom, if it's grandma, if it's auntie, if it's whoever, definitely get that person in your life, right? Because you see what it's been for you.
Oh,
and everything. You're transitioning in life, going from college to jobs and moving around like you've done. And you've had a lot going on. You need that.
I have. Yeah.
Well, really appreciate that. And glad you're here at the Happiness Hangout. What made you come today? Besides the free food. Just kidding.
Because I love the idea of it. I think it's, everyone, that uplifting, the uplifting, the happiness, you need to be surrounded by that stuff. So I just love what the whole thing is about.
Thank you so much for coming. We're so glad to have you here. Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks, Lori.
Have a great time.
Thanks.
Again, we're here at the Happiness Hangout 1 year celebration, and we have had many guests and many wonderful people come here and celebrate with us. We have a beautiful cake and balloons and everything exciting going on. So we're just really, really enjoying ourselves, here today. Just so you know, if you are in the Cleveland area and you'd like to come hear me live, I am going to be at Crown Point Ecology Farm. I'm going to be at the Crown Point Ecology Farm on April 28th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Very excited to be there and be doing a public presentation. It's called Live Happy, Live Better. It's on happiness. It's only $10 per class. If you'd like to sign up, again, it's at the Crown Point Ecology Center doing Live Happy, Live Better. And I'm part of a speaking series also sponsored by the Cleveland Clinics and Akron General Cleveland Clinic affiliate. So we're very excited to be doing that. So we have two new people. Come join us. We're getting just lots of people coming to the Happiness Hangout celebration. We're so happy to have them here. Again, if you would like to sign up for a class, you can call 330-714-2465. Again, 330-714-2465. Or go to makingwellnesswork@gmail.com. That's makingwellnesswork@gmail.com. And come see me speak. I would love to do a live presentation with you there. So usually we get lots of people, so make sure they don't sell out, and we'd love to have you there. So we've got more people coming in the door, several people coming here for the one-year celebration of the Happiness Hangout. As I mentioned, I've got my radio show every other Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Also, check out my website at www.happinesshangout.net with lots of amazing free resources for you, and you can know what's going on with the Happiness Hangout. I provide presentations to lots of different groups and companies who want to help raise their happiness and well-being levels. So the next person that we're going to talk to, we're very excited to talk to, we're going to bring in Beth Rush. Beth, come on over. This is Beth Rush.
Hi, Lori.
Hello. Glad to have you at the Happiness Hangout Celebration.
Really happy to be here.
I've known Beth for quite a long time, and Beth and I have been through a lot of journeys together. We've known each other for over 30 years. We have been through everything from discussing our most intimate situations to spirituality and religion that we've spent
very
time
much
talking
so
about for over 10 years. We spent a lot of time both exploring and, interestingly enough, both coming out on different ends of the spectrum and have different belief systems. That is wonderful that you can have people in your life that enrich you, that don't necessarily do everything that you do, because it's really boring, I think, over time.
That's
to
true.
Be around people who are just like you. And you know, we've spent time going through different, you know, relationships in our lives and jobs in our lives. And we met in college, so that was, you know, quite a while ago. So, you know, Beth often, she very much supports the Happiness Hangout, our website. She supports the show. She listens to the show. She's a wonderful listener to have. And Beth, I guess I'm going to start out, maybe I'll just ask you, why do you listen to the Happiness Hangout radio show?
You know, I find myself sometimes needing the challenge to seek happiness. I think sometimes I allow myself to forget that that should be a priority. As easy as it seems to someone like you who runs the Happiness Hangout that that is a priority, sometimes I can get too muddled in details and the minutiae of day-to-day stress that I think I kind of lose track of that. So listening to the Happiness Hangout, following what you do, being a supporter of the Happiness Hangout gives me the conduit to say, hey, this needs to be a priority. It's something you should be striving for, and not just sometimes, all the time. So it has really given me the challenge. It has given me something to look forward to, so I can keep that in the forefront of my everyday life.
We really appreciate you listening.
It's my pleasure.
I'd love to listen. And I know that, you know, with the things you and I have gone through, one thing that you've done over the years is you've allowed yourself to explore what you love to do.
Yes.
And you've often made your own self-fulfillment a priority. And I will tell you, you know, happiness research, and I do a lot on positive psychology research, I base all my presentations on it, and we figure out ways to help you in your everyday life with that research. You know, we apply it. Who cares about research if we can't apply it to our
life?
That
makes sense. Yeah.
I don't mean who cares about research, but it's got to be applicable.
Right. Research as just an entity means nothing unless you can use it for some good or a reason. Yeah, I get it.
And I think you're a very good example of doing that.
Thank you.
And, you know, one thing we've dealt with a lot is in terms of, tell us about your passion for Yosemite National Park and how, what you used to do to get there and how you used to support yourself. Tell us about that vision and that dream and how you fulfilled that.
It's funny. As soon as you said Yosemite National Park, I don't know if you looked at me, I found myself smiling immediately.
I did see it. Out of the corner of my eye, you just lit up like
I do. I light up. And I guess by extension, not just Yosemite, but the Park Service generally. But in any case, to answer your question, I, as Lori did, grew up in the Youngstown area, and I'm telling you this to bring it full circle. We grew up near a very beautiful area in Youngstown, Mill Creek Park, which has now become a very large metropolitan park. And as a child, I was taken there. I started in naturalist activities. I started going on walks with my parents, even in the bitter winter cold. And I was an outdoors person from the beginning, going to summer camps and enjoying, you know, just enjoying the outdoors and what nature offered to me. So as my adulthood progressed, I found that I was a big seeker and lover of the national parks. So I had a job for a long time, probably the best job I've ever had, which allowed me to have my summers free. And so I started going on travels for several months every year. A friend of mine from college was getting married in California. And I was asked to be in the wedding, went out and asked them, what should I do while I'm visiting? And they suggested Yosemite National Park. Started visiting there, and looking back on visiting there over and over, supporting myself just from money I had saved, a little bit of credit cards, and just making it a priority to be someplace I loved. I did so much of that actually became a pursuit of mine. I decided that being part of that world was something I wanted to do very actively. And so I found a way to do it. I started volunteering in the national parks. I started traveling to more national parks. I started becoming an active part of our nearby local national park, Cuyahoga Valley. And so it really led me into almost a career of sorts that I have kind of had in a more full-time and a more part-time level over the years, and now find myself going back tomorrow to a full-time job at our local national park. So to bring it full circle, Yosemite, Cuyahoga, and just the Park Service generally, not that this is a commercial for the Park Service,
okay.
But because of the mission of the Park Service, I feel very strongly about them, and it has been a very fulfilling part of my search for happiness, actually. So.
And I love hearing about the stories of you in Yosemite that, you know, sometimes you pitched a tent and would look out over beautiful stars and that there's like water that's so clear there that you actually got to work there for some time.
I did.
You lived indoors, you lived outdoors, you drove there because you don't like to fly.
Many times, drove back and forth across
Ohio
the country.
From Ohio to California, drove there to do that. Like that is,
well,
wow.
And that was because, you know, I had decided what made me happy. I was going to get it at, if you will, any cost. And so, I mean, I took the train a few times, but I decided that not flying wasn't going to stop me from pursuing what I wanted. And yes, I worked there. I got to see things that I know a lot of human beings will never get to experience. And just the grandeur and the beauty is something that fills my soul. And I have found a way that, you know, my family's here. I can't be in California. I haven't been in a long time, but I have found a way that's just as meaningful to translate that into my life here in Ohio, which is, you know, the outdoors is everywhere. It's not just in a national park. It's in your backyard. It's in your local metropolitan parks. It's in Cuyahoga. It's everywhere. And I just feel lucky to have found that in my life. So,
and it's interesting. I've known you, you know, to say, you know what, my passion and my work and my work life is important to me. And
yes.
How I'm feeling for 8 to 10 hours a day, and I will tell all of our listeners this too, how you feel for 8 to 10 hours a day, 5 days a week, is pretty important. And I urge everyone, I just did a show on empowering yourself in the workplace. And I'm going to send out the podcast on it to really listen to that. Because if you are feeling miserable at work, it's no place to be. It's no good place to be in. And I'm very excited, you know, to be saying that you can do something about it. Make sure you listen to that show, first of all. But I think Beth is a really good example of how she said when enough is enough, she was going to go do what she loves. And now she's back at the park. But kind of tell us that little bit of that thought process of how you just decided, no matter what, I'm going to be happy at work.
Right. And, you know, I think that the park isn't the only way for me to be happy, but it's one of many ways, because I have just found that it's funny, because going back to what I said earlier, I lose sight of it on an everyday level sometimes, but in the big picture I really try to focus on what makes me happy 8 to 10 hours a day or what doesn't make me happy. But I recently had a big job change from something that I actually frankly feel very strongly about and believe very much in. And so it was a very hard choice, but I had to weigh all of my options. I sought help for those options and trying to be clear about it. And so I chose to pursue something just a little different for right now that helped me on an everyday level just get I needed to open a new chapter, and it was just time. And so I was able to, like you said, work is something you have to do every day, and you have to sit down and be honest with yourself about what does that happiness mean every day, what am I willing and not willing to do. And sometimes it's just a choice between two good things. But I knew that the old thing was not it anymore, and that the new thing is for now. So
a lot of people don't have the courage.
No.
How do you find the courage to do it?
That's a really good question. I find the courage in my family. I find the courage in my support systems, like my friends like you. I find that I know that if I follow my gut, I have done it many times. It hasn't always been a perfect choice, but if I follow my gut, that somehow the path I get onto ends up being the right path even if it ends up even differently than I could have envisioned. So I've learned to trust that. I've learned to trust when things come to me, it's usually the right choice, and just to listen to my heart and my gut. And I usually make the right choice.
Trusting your gut is huge, everyone. If you don't trust your gut, if you're insecure or don't believe in yourself. So that's something you have to work on internally to do. So trusting your gut is everything. And Beth, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
It's my pleasure.
So glad to be here.
And you know, I'd like to congratulate you on a year. This is really exciting and inspiring, and we're all lucky to have you and have this show to listen to. So thank you
so much.
My pleasure.
Okay, everyone, that was my good friend Beth Rush here, and we have a caller. We have Shannon on line one. Doug, bring her on through.
Hello, am I there? Can you hear me?
Shannon, how are you, my
Hi.
Friend?
I am good. I'm enjoying the sun, and I'm listening to you all the way from Florida.
Shannon is
I
one of
to
my...
Call in and say... Pardon?
Thank you. Shannon is one of my good friends who has actually been on the Happiness Hangout. She was on one of our gratitude shows, or What Brings Happiness to Your Life, and she is a listener of the show, and Shannon even called in from sunny Florida, and we're in Ohio snow, and she called into the show. Shannon, thank you so much. Tell us what's happening.
Oh, nothing. I just want to call and say congratulations. I'm so proud and happy for you that it's been a year, and I can't believe how fast that has gone. And it's nice that you've actually bring so much positivity to things, whereas every time you see in the news or you watch TV, everything is a lot of negativity, and you actually bring positivity, which you don't see all the time, because people like to, live on the negativity instead of the positivity.
Well, exactly. And, I think we've really learned from when we discussed about, what helps you feel your happiness, that, you've got a twin sister, and you two talked about, how you don't always both look at everything the same way, and how you've influenced each other. And that's something a little bit different about you two, is that you do have a twin sister, and watching how relationships change and grow over the years. And I know you're sitting in sunny Florida on the beach, but I guess I would ask you, and even if Megan is there, I don't know if she's there with you or not, but what helps you feel fulfilled? Like, what do you, I know you travel a lot. Is travel part of what makes you fulfilled in your happiness?
I figure right now it's a lot of people just dwell on bad things, and I'm single, I don't have children, I don't have a significant other, so in order to, I'm just going to live my life and I'm going to enjoy it and have fun instead of worrying about a million different things. Problems are always going to be there. I just want to enjoy it. People say, oh, you only live once. Well, okay, stop worrying about the negative and let's just, me and my sister, yes, we have our arguments, but, bottom line is we're family, and we're always going to have to, we always go back to each other. We count on each other. We rely on each other. So you just got to enjoy it. You got to stop worrying about all the bad things, because bad things will always be there.
Well, Shannon, it's wonderful to talk to you from Florida. This has been great. Is Megan with you?
No. She is. She's actually on the other side right now. I had to step out because we actually are, shockingly, I never thought I would say this in my life, but we are watching the Masters instead of sitting on the beach today.
Wow. You know what? I'm at the Sidelines Bar and Grill in Brunswick, Ohio, and they have the Masters on, and I've got tons of people here celebrating the Happiness Hangout with me. We're watching the Masters, too. It's actually on, so it's wonderful to be doing that. And I appreciate you taking the time out of your vacation to call in.
Oh, no problem. I'm so glad that I could call in. I'm glad that I'm very happy. I just want to say congratulations and good job, and that's awesome. And I look
wonderful.
Forward to many more shows that you will be having.
Thank you so much, Shannon. Have a great rest of your vacation.
Thank you. You have a good day.
All right.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
I just like to say I have two of my neighbor friends here, Vonna and Ryan Keeper, and they have a wonderful business that they actually do. They produce commercials and lots of other things. So just like to say a shout out and hi to Vonna and Ryan. Thank you for being here at the Happiness Hangout. They're naughty. You can feel free to come up to the mic and say hi if you want. Oh, they're good. They're standing back, but they have Keeper Productions, and they are here just celebrating with me, and we really appreciate that. We're having a great show. I'm going to do a shout out. I'm going to call somebody out. Miss Carrie Webb, I know you're listening. I know you're shy and don't want to call in, but I would love for you to call into the show right now, Miss Carrie Webb. Calling you out at, call us in at 888-429-5471. Carrie Webb. She's going to kill me, but that's okay. She'll forgive me because she's a wonderful, forgiving human being. Carrie Webb, call in at 888-429-5471. Again, we're here celebrating the Happiness Hangout one-year celebration. We've got cake and pizza and drinks and lots of prizes and things going on. And a lot of our folks are just enjoying themselves and talking and watching the Masters. As I said, we had the Cleveland Indians playing, but they unfortunately canceled the game. We've got this crazy weather going on. So there you go with the crazy weather. I mean, it happens. What can you do? It's just kind of the way it is. So I'd like to talk to you a little bit about my Live Happy, Live Better presentation. And we actually have some great information for you. And in our My Live Happy, Live Better presentation, I want to tell you, just give you a couple of snippets about what we do. First of all, something that you may not know is, do you know that you control about half of your happiness? The other half comes from your genes and the way that you are born, your physiological being, in other words. So you actually are born with it, but you can control your happiness to almost 50%. And that's a really big deal. The other thing that surprises people is that money doesn't actually buy happiness. Now, if you don't have enough money, that can be a major issue. If you don't have enough money, then yes, you need to get that. But you know what happens? If you have $1 million, but you're in debt $2 million, then you still don't have enough money. So it's not really about a number. Do you have enough money to pay your bills, buy things you want to buy, do things that fulfill you, or at least be able to save for those things and get them within the year? If you don't have that, then yes, you do need to find ways to do that. But I would really urge you, listening to some of my past shows, you can go to HTTP, you know, :// there's no W's, go to bbsradio.com/happinesshangout. Look in the archives that shows that really, you know, can really feel, help you feel the way you want to feel, help you sell yourself in relationships, work life, etc. And make sure that you actually listen to those shows and help you with your work life. Or go online and look at my Happiness at Work area, which is at www.happinesshangout.net. And look for that, because you want to do work that feels good to you. You want to do work that fulfills you. But moneyness, after you get to a certain level, it doesn't actually buy more happiness. Once you get enough to pretty much do things, not necessarily like billions of dollars, but do things that you want to do, then having more money doesn't do that much more. So I'm very excited today. I'll give you some more tidbits later, but looks like we have Bill on line one. Doug, go ahead and bring Bill in on line one. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the Happiness Hangout.
Hi. How you doing, Lori? How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. What brings you to the Happiness Hangout today?
We wanted to tell you congratulations on your one-year anniversary.
Thank you so much. Yes, we have our one-year anniversary, and we're doing really good things here and enjoying our day. How's your day going?
My day is going well. It's actually pretty good. So,
well, tell us what.
Here also, so.
Oh, wonderful. What brings, so you and Michelle, your wife, are together here today?
Yes.
Wonderful. So tell us about what brings happiness to your life. What do you enjoy, you know, in life that brings you the happiness? Friends, family, or what do you love to do?
Personally, for me, it's just being in the outdoors. That's probably one of the bigger things that brings me a lot of joy and happiness.
Your friends and family.
Indeed. Also friends and family.
Right. So I hear somebody chiming in there. Is that Michelle?
That is Michelle.
I thought she might be. She made you take the mic, huh?
She did.
I figured that. Well, you know, I'm really glad and appreciate that you guys listen to the Happiness Hangout and that you support, you know, the Happiness Hangout. And I know you're an outdoorsy, you know, kind of person. And I know that you've gone through a lot lately. You know, you have been kind of having some tough times because you broke a bone there. And that was probably tough to get through because you couldn't do the things you wanted to do. How did you get through all those months? having a broken bone. What did you do to sort of keep yourself, you know, up?
Well, I guess one of the things I did was just, I always tried to say, you know, each day is going to get a little better than the last, and it generally did. You always have days where you have a few setbacks, but, you got the goal set in mind for when you want to get back to doing things, and it, you know, you just try to stick to that plan. And it, you know, it, I don't know. Like I said, I had the support of my wife. She's a wonderful person.
Well, right, and you know, sometimes it gets tough doing that routine every day until you can feel better. But I hear you're back on your feet, and you know, wish you the best. And I'm just so glad that you guys called in and were able to be part of the show. Wish you could be here. We have great, amazing. Tell your wife we have the Twinkie cake here today. She loves the Twinkie cake. I'll try to save her a piece, but I don't think by the time I see her that she'll be able to get a piece of Twinkie cake. But I know that you guys love your family. I know that you love your family, and you got a lot of exciting things coming up with graduations and everything. And so happy you took a moment to call in. We really appreciate it.
Okay. All righty.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Well, that was Bill and Michelle. They support the Happiness Hangout, and I really appreciate that they do. Friends of mine who support the show by listening and help us out with the show. So a couple of things that we were talking about. We were talking about how money doesn't buy happiness unless you have enough of it. Lottery winnings, like anything else, buys you a ton of happiness for a while. See, because what happens, people, is you end up having your own norm. Things that seem amazing right at first are wonderful until they become your new norm. Getting a new car, moving into a new place, all those exciting things, that a new relationship in your life is great till it becomes your new norm and you get used to it. So you have to find ways so it stays new with you. And some ways to do that are to give gratitude. You know, we do several gratitude exercises with the Happiness Hangout when I do my presentations. Simply write down 3 things that you're grateful for, even if they're the smallest things out there, the smallest things in the world. It's absolutely okay. Say, you know what? I'm happy to have this beautiful home I live in. I love these things about my home. I love that my family, that my child said this nice thing to me today. Perhaps you're happy that you have great transportation and a car to get you around. Maybe it's the fact that you're going to be taking a vacation. Milk that vacation. Take pictures. Dream about the vacation ahead of time. Do pictures after. Milk that vacation as much as you can. So do that every day, even if you're in the car. Think about the things that you're grateful to. It's better to write them down in a journal, but if you can't, it's okay. Just get out there, have some fun, and write down what makes you grateful. What it does is it releases endorphins in your brain. And the dopamine and endorphins that are released in your brain help you feel better when you are grateful for what you have. Also, saying thank you to other people. Saying thank you to other people will allow you to actually feel better as well. Again, the pleasure zone in your brain, the reward zone and pleasure zone in your brain goes off, and that's across all races, all demographics, all ages. When you do that, you will feel better to give back to other people. And that could simply mean saying thank you to somebody. It could simply mean helping somebody carry their groceries. Hey, if you decide to give money to a charity, that's a double win because you feel better with that too. But make sure that you follow gratefulness practices. I have tons of exercises on it. Love to come to your organization or your company or your group and do Live Happy, Live Better, and we can really teach you how to do that. It's a wonderful thing to be able to do. So focus on the experiences, not the money. It's absolutely the best to do that. Wonderful thing to do. Hey, I would like to announce, this is very exciting. Here at the Happiness Hangout Celebration, my friend Julie just won money. Julie, come on up. Julie just won big money playing a game here. Julie, sit down with us. All right. Okay, what the heck just happened? Tell us.
Well, I believe in happiness and luck. And so I played my Keno numbers, which I always play. But sitting here today with you, I just hit $360.
Oh, my God. everyone, our listeners will announce, we won't announce the amount. Julie just won Keno, and Mike Tiberio is going to be very jealous over there. That man plays Keno all the time, and he wins too.
That wouldn't happen if I wasn't sitting here with you today.
Oh, my, I love it that you did that. So, you know, you and I, we've known each other. Most of the people, listeners out there around the world, most of the people who are here today live in the area, and they listen to the show, and they support the Happiness Hangout through various, you know, monetary ways and through listening to the show and coming to my presentations. And Julie and I, you know, we work together, and we work together in a situation where I decided to take a deep breath as well and knew I needed to do something else. Julie wanted to do some other things too, and we took a deep breath and did those other things, and we went through that together, and that's something that
it was a challenge,
but when you know that you should be doing the things that you truly have strongest passion about. You know, Julie's an art teacher, and Julie has very gifted skills in higher education. Julie's done a lot in higher education and in business, and she has very gifted skills. And she's a teacher as well. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing now that you love to do.
Well, what I'm doing now...
And tell us about your art.
Oh, well, actually, let me talk about the art, because I've really, since Lori started the Happiness Hangout, I've really delved into being a volunteer and with Bay Arts, which is a local art community. And I really enjoy that. It makes me really happy to be there and to be around other artists and just volunteering my time and helping to do whatever I can do. So I would say of all the things, you chose that path that you did, which is so wonderfully great. And just to be around what I enjoy and makes me happy, which is art.
Well, I'm so glad. Julie's a person who's followed her passion. She creates her own artwork and has done her own artwork. Do you have any shows coming up right now?
I don't, but I've been creating like crazy. So
make sure you let us know so we can get you out there to the world where you're going to be having a show. And Julie also is a teacher and has been a teacher in the past.
That show makes me happy. Just the joy of looking at the students being creative. It just fills you with so much joy to just know that you're helping them express how they feel. So that's a gift to be able to just be part of that.
Right. You know? Oh, I bet it is. You know, another, it comes back to helping other people. It comes to the fact we were just talking about gratitude and using gratitude as a way to release endorphins. And it also, you know, works with the pleasure zone in your brain. Pleasure and reward zones go off when we help other people. So when you see a child or you see somebody loving your art, not only do you love doing it, but when you get that feedback, it's like a double whammy for you, you know, allowing you to have those things. So that's just one of the many ways. I know I love music. I just listened to my favorite band of all time, Led Zeppelin. On this station, they had a concert, and I was just in my glory last night. So I understand the love of art, you know, through, and if you have a love of art, I really encourage you to do it, even if you're not making money at it. It'll fulfill you, and you never know. Someday you might make money for it. You can give it as gifts to people, and that's a great way. Hey, saving money is just good, as good as making money, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Julie, thank you for sharing that, and congratulations
on
your win today.
Only because I'm here with you.
Wonderful. Oh, we love it. So we love it here at the Happiness Hangout. And again, we're getting ready to wrap up our show on the one-year celebration of the Happiness Hangout. We have had such a wonderful time. We've got our amazing sponsors, AirServe of Strongsville. That's AIRESERV.com, AirServe of Menor. And again, we've got The Magic Happens, our magazine that you really want to check out, www.themagichappensnow.com or themagichappensnow.com. So make sure you check them out. Loved being on the show today. Thank you for celebrating. Check us out at www.happinesshangout.net. Have a wonderful Sunday, everybody. And again, thanks for supporting our radio show at Happiness Hangout.